We had annual general meeting yesterday, and thank you so much for preparation and prayer and participation for annual general meeting. It was the shortest and the most peaceful annual general meeting I ever had in my life. And thank you, God. Such a blessing. Before we read today's passage, let us bow our heads and pray to our God. 愛する天のお父様、今日もあなたの豊かな恵みの中で、あなたを礼拝し、あなたに祈り、あなたに賛美を捧げ、また御言葉をあなたからいただくひとときを心より感謝いたします。どうぞ主よ、この語る者の口をあなたが清めてくださって、主よ、あなたがお語りくださいますように。また御霊によって私たち一人一人を満たし、私たちに必要な糧を豊かにお与えください。また今日ここに来れなかった方々も、主よどうぞあなたが今いらっしゃる場にあって豊かに祝福してくださいますように。これからのひとときをすべて御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。So Jesus, the parable continues andToday, he is talking about the kingdom of God. Just like I asked children, everyone, please close your eyes. 目を閉じてください。Please close your eyes. Then just imagine or just picturize what the kingdom of God would be like.はい。Okay. So anybody? What it be like? It's like shining, or it has a big gate, or what it's gonna be like? Kingdom of God. I think when people are asked what kingdom of God, heaven, is going to be like, most people would imagine something great, right? SomethingBig, humongous, like a gate or gold or glory and things like that. And the time of Jesus lived on earth, I think most people imagined the days of King David or King Solomon. When they said, what kingdom of God is like? The most people imagined.Like the days of King Solomon, the big temple with gold and gorgeous and, you know, everything. But in today's parable, Jesus tells us kind of opposite way. The kingdom of God is like seed. In seed, the mustard seed, which is the smallest seed among the seed.I just showed children the real mustard seed. Actually, Yasuko-san also brought mustard seed, but that was a little bit bigger than this one, so I just used a smaller one. Have you ever seen a real mustard seed? No? If I should pass this around. Not this one, but just underneath this kind of really, really tiny one. Maybe everyone can pass around and see what's...look like the mustard seed. The Jesus said, the kingdom of God seems to be the least, seems to be the smallest seed like mustard seed at its beginning. The kingdom of God, heaven is very, very small. It seems helpless, seems meaningless.Seems have no effect in our lives, no nothing, because it's so tiny. But I think most of people expect something bigger, something really big. When you hear about the kingdom of God, when you hear something about God, God exists, God is real.And Bible is great. You should read the Bible. The most people, I think will emerge. Something great. Something great things will come into their lives. Like if I believe in God, then something great would happen in my life. Amazing things. But Jesus said, the kingdom of God seems to be the least at the beginning. Just like the people 2,000 years ago, sometimes we expect something really big and exciting in our lives. And that does happen sometimes. But not always. And when we see something unexpected, we thought the kingdom of God or church is place, something bigger or something better. But people get disappointed because it was not like what that person was imagined or expected. They expect something great, right? When I came to the church for the first time, I thought Christian people, everyone is kind and nice and, you know, and you are kind and nice, but it's not in all cases, right? I get disappointed a lot when I visited, you know, the other churches and see people fighting each other, talking behind each other. Is this church really? Are they Christian really? And I have experienced, I stopped going to the church. Because I was so disappointed. I imagined the church is supposed to be the small kingdom of God. So I imagined it should be something great. It must be something great. But I didn't see it. And I get disappointed. And I left the church for a while. But I found I was wrong. I was wrong. The kingdom of God is not something really, really big or something really great or something like that. It's the least. It's the least at its beginning. This is the key. At its beginning. Its beginning. It's not small. It is not small all the way through, but it is small at the beginning. But Jesus also said, which it is the smallest seed, but it grows. It grows. It grows big enough so the bird can rest underneath the branches or shade. And I just heard from Mrs. Aita, this mustard seed actually came from Japan, and Shonan Church, where Junji, Pastor Junji is taking care of that church. And she saw a big tree in the outside of the church, and that mustard seed from that tree actually. So actually, it's a tree, like a big tree. And I don't know if that tree had a nest or not, but yeah, bird can have rest under on the branches. The kingdom of God is least. It seems like helpless, meaningless sometimes. Like when you read the Bible to encourage yourself, but sometimes we get disappointed because it seems helpless. And there's so many things around the world which seems more efficient, more useful. And living together with God, just reading the Bible, sometimes seems helpless. But Jesus said it grows enormously. Enormously. It grows like trees. But we have to know that Jesus also saying that it takes time and process. It takes time and process. I think if you have ever sowed seeds and glue some vegetable or fruits, I think you will know that if you sow seed on the ground and you don't get fruit next day, right? You don't get that. You have to wait. Even a fast growing vegetable, you have to wait for maybe a couple days or weeks to actually harvest the fruits or vegetable or whatever. It takes time and process. The kingdom of God grows. It grows, but it takes time and process. But how about us? Many people expect dramatic change when they became Christian. When I get baptized, the one man maybe most of you know, the Robson, who is in Calgary right now, he told me, Toshi, you should get baptized and you will be totally changed, you know, because I was changed. If you get baptized, you will be like, you know, different, new person. And I believed that. And I got baptized. And I got a cold next day. I got a runny nose and I haven't changed, you know. I felt I haven't changed at all. I'm same me. Same me as yesterday. What changed in me? Nothing has changed. Seems like nothing has changed in myself. But I think many people expect the rapid, dramatic change, especially after they believe in God or get baptized. And of course, for some people that happens. Some people changes dramatically, but not all people. And we have to know the kingdom of God takes time and process. And if you grow plant, actually God, I think God is wonderful because God teaches us many things through Bible, but he also teaches us through nature. So we should not sit just in front of the PC. We should go outside sometimes, like Jocelyn said. We should go in the nature, and if you see the birds, the trees, and the stuff, that actually teaches us many things about God, many things about the kingdom of God. And if you read the parable of Jesus, he uses the nature to explain what kingdom of God is like. So these all God's creation teaching us what God is like. So if you, you know, grow the vegetables, the fruits, or whatever, you will learn something from it. And what is God like? Anyway, so it takes time and process. But we often expect to change dramatically. And I think even in a school, sometimes we grow the plant for education. And my daughter also grow, I don't know what kind of plant is that, but she grew some plant. And first few days and few weeks, you can see the change. You can see the change. You sow the seed, and maybe next day or 2 days later, you will find something coming up from the ground. And next day, you will see the small leaves is opening up, and you can see the changes day by day when it is small. But how about trees around us? Trees, they are growing. They are growing every day, and they are growing year by year. But it's hard to tell. It's actually growing. It's growing. If you take a picture the first day of the year, and if you take another picture at the end of the year, maybe you can see the difference. But it's so hard to tell this tree is growing. But it is growing. And I think Christian is like that. At the beginning, or when we are still like baby Christian, it's easier to see the changes. It's easier to see the change. People change dramatically. But if you live together with Christ, if you have faith for like many, many years, sometimes it seems like you are not growing at all. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm not growing at all. But actually you are growing. The kingdom of God in you are growing. You just can't see it. But it is growing. So let us not be discouraged. And lastly, I'd like to share from today's passage is that This kingdom of God is under the control of God's hand and by His grace. Under the control of God. As Jesus says, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. The kingdom of God grow not by our hands, but itself, by God's grace. But that doesn't mean we can just sit and relax and watch it grow. We still have to sow seeds. We still have to water it. We still have to maybe build some fence to protect from animals. There's things to do when you grow vegetables. There's so many things to take care of to bear the fruits or vegetables. But still, they are not under your control. For example, like if you grow tomato on your backyard, tomato, but all of a sudden you felt like you want cucumber instead, and you can you just order the tomato or bear the cucumber instead because I wanted cucumber today? They won't listen to you. They will just bear tomato, right? They won't listen to you. We think we have control. Actually, we don't. God has control of the kingdom of God, the heaven. But as we are growing something, we think we have control, even about the kingdom of God. People try to control it. People think we have control over the salvation and everything. The people sometimes try to make the kingdom of God, the heaven, like the way they want. And they might make their own way or method or something to get that kingdom of God. You need this, you need that. And they think they have control. I did this. I did good things. So I think I can go to heaven. I have a right to go to heaven. They think they have a right. They have a control to be saved or to be entered the heaven. But actually, it is not. We even do not have a control for our lives too. Like think about when we were born. Who has control being born? We even don't have control about birth. How about hair? Jesus said, you even don't know how many hairs you have. I can't tell, I'm losing some, but I don't know how many hairs left, right? I can't count it. And Jesus said, you even cannot change your hair color. Or maybe these days, if you want to change your hair color, that's possible, but that's fake, right? That's not real. We even cannot control our lives. We even cannot control our death. Some people might say, well, we cannot control about birth, but we can control the death because we can commit suicide. Some people can commit suicide. Some people just decide to stop living. They have a control over the death. But I will say, no, they don't. They don't have control. If you say you have a control of your life, you have to be able to end your life, and also you have to be able to restart your life. Then you can say you have a authority, you have a control over your life. You may be able to stop your life, but if you can't restart it, it doesn't say you have a control it. You don't have control of it, right? Like when you're driving a car, you can stop it for the red light, but if you cannot, you know, start it, that doesn't say you have a control over that car. It car is broken. You have no control if you cannot restart the car. Our life is the same. We think we have a control over our lives. Some people think, I can decide what we want. I can decide when to end the life. But we don't have a control over our lives. And only one person has that control, which is Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for our sin, but he resurrected. He is the only one who resurrected. And he has authority, and he has a power, and he has a freedom and control of our lives. The king living together with God, living together with Christ, seems sometimes difficult because kingdom of God seems to be the least sometimes. If Jesus is right here, and if I can touch him, and if I can, you know, talk to him like I talk to you, then maybe it's easier to live with him. But sometimes we can't do that. And we just learn, we can just read from the Bible, and we just pray. But sometimes we feel, I don't want to say helpless, but sometimes we feel that way. When our friends are dying, when our friends or family are suffering, and we pray, and we read the Bible, we try to encourage, but sometimes we feel we are such a helpless. Like if you go to Japan, only 1% the Christian population, only 1%, and many pastors try hard to reach out to people, but the number coming to the church doesn't change at all, or maybe even decreasing. It feels like this world really has power, feels like helpless, feels like hopeless. But Jesus encourages, don't be discouraged. Kingdom of God is like that. He didn't say, kingdom of God is full of excitement from the beginning, and people will just pack in the church and will be like such excitement from the beginning. He didn't say that. It is like the smallest seed, like mustard seed at its beginning. But keep your faith, because it grows. And Jesus, the God, is the one who grows it. So don't worry about it. So even though we are smaller church, but let us not be discouraged. And let us keep our faith. And if we even think about Jesus Christ, that the church today, if you go out, you can see many big churches, right? Big churches. And especially if you go to the Catholic Roman churches, it's huge and it's gorgeous, it's great, beautiful churches, and they have so many people too. But that church started from the countryside of the town called Galilee, or near the shore of a Lake Galilee, near the Lake Galilee, from only one man, the Jesus Christ. That started from only one man. But now it grew, and how many churches we have around the world? When I say churches, it's not only the building, but the church ourselves. It's now all over the world, and where people can come and have rest and live there. Just like birds comes underneath the tree of a mustard seed, and they can have rest. Jesus said, come to me, all who have burden, I will give you rest. Jesus became. Jesus was just the only one man on the earth. But he died and he became the tree of mustard seed. And we can rest underneath it these days. And we are still growing. We are still growing. And we are just one of that branch. So let us not be discouraged and keep our faith and just keep going. So that I think so many people, even in Edmonton or Japanese community, who needs place to rest and to have a nest, eternal rest, eternal home. And we can be that place. Sorry about my poor English. Let us pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天のお父様、あなたの恵みを覚えて心から感謝をいたします。この世で最も小さな種、風に吹かれて飛んでいってしまったらもうどこへ行ったのかわからなくなってしまうような、誰も見向きもしないような、そのような種にあなたは神の御国を例えて教えられました。あなたの救い、あなたの言葉は、時にそれを信じようとしない、時にあなたの背を向ける者たちにとっては愚かな、小さな、取るに足らない、意味のないものに思えるかもしれません。しかしそれはやがてどの木よりも大きな木に育ち、そしてその木の木陰で鳥たちが休むことができる、私たちが休むことができる、そのような場所になるとあなたは教えてくださいました。しよう、時に私たちは希望を失いそうになることがあります。時に自分がしていることに意味があるんだろうか思うことがあります。神様、あなた本当にいるんだろうか、本当に救いはあるんだろうか、そんなふうに思えてしまうことがあります。しかし神様、本当に粉のようなからし種が大きく育って、そして空の鳥が巣を作れるほどになる、そのことを通してあなたは私たちに神の国もまたそのようになるということを教えてくださっていることを感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞ私たちに信じ続ける力をお与えください。主よ、どうぞ私たちにあなたのゆえに愚かになる勇気をお与えください。すべてを感謝し御手に委ね、愛するイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。